Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 392. How results really happen. In Order, by John Romanello of RomanFitnessSystems.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hi there, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors instead, and always with permission from the sites. Now, speaking of the sites we narrate from, we have something exciting happening. A bunch of the sites are getting together to do a year-long course on simplicity. The idea came from Courtney Carver, who's frequently read on my brother's podcast, Optimal Living Daily. She got the minimalists, Mark and Angel, Colin Wright, and more authors that we narrate to tackle one topic a month in all of 2018. Jules Clancy, who has her food science degree, will be covering simplicity with cooking in April and eating in October, so you might want to check it out. Just visit oldpodcast.com/learn to learn more. And not only support a bunch of the authors we narrate, but also support us, because Courtney will contribute back to our shows if you go through us. So again, the link is oldpodcast.com/learn. Thank you in advance for checking it out. Now, let's hear today's post and continue optimizing your life. How Results Really Happen, In Order, by John Romanello of RomanFitnessSystems.com. Fitness results happen in a specific order. I'm currently taking on a few new coaching clients, so I figured I should preemptively answer some questions for them, addressing some of the more common concerns that tend to pop up. Of course, these concerns tend to come up for just about everyone who is on any kind of fitness program, so I wanted to put this out there for you to think about. If you're already using a program or just starting one, awesome. This definitely will apply to you. If you haven't started one, keep this in mind because you're going to run into some of this stuff soon. So, results. Ideally, they occur. On my programs, this tends to happen very quickly, but sometimes it doesn't initially occur in the way clients expect or desire it. People think they're not getting results, or at least not the results they want. Consequently, I get a lot of emails after the first few weeks of someone's program, with questions asking why the results aren't coming, but phrased in a way that they show they are. Some examples. Quote, well, my squat and deadlift went up 20 to 30 pounds and I feel better, but I still weigh the same. Oh, and the workouts are much easier than they were before and I can get through them faster and don't need as many breaks. Tons of energy, but I just want to see my abs. Or, well, everything is going great, but my shirts are still baggy in the arms. Or, everyone is telling me how good I look, but I don't see it in the mirror. Look, friends, results can happen quickly, sometimes very quickly. But getting the complete package doesn't happen overnight, and even if it did, you might not see it. First, let's talk about the last point, about the mirror. You need to acknowledge and accept that in addition to being your own worst critic, you are likely not going to see things clearly. Because you see your body every day, the gradual changes are going to get noticed by other people first. I had one client about a year ago, Debbie, cool chick, a lawyer at a firm in Chicago. She told me that because she only saw her immediate supervisor at their bi-monthly meetings, he told her that he saw huge changes every time they saw each other. Obviously. To you, they're tiny and infinitesimal and happen click by click. But for someone who hasn't seen you in 2 weeks, 3 to 5 pounds of weight loss, more muscle density, better posture, improved skin, and more energy are extremely noticeable. Make sense? Good. The order of results. Now, I'll acknowledge that the vast majority of people who sign up as clients or hop on a Roman program are looking for fat loss. I would say about 70% of folks. So my programs are slanted that way. And they're awesome. But I can't alter human physiology and allow for fat loss to happen first thing. You see, in terms of the way progress happens, for most people who are intermediate and advanced trainees, it goes like this. First, you see strength increases. You're able to use heavier weights, basically. Second, you see performance increases, like greater strength endurance. Third, you see fat loss, decrease in body fats. Fourth, you gain muscle. You put on lean body mass. Or if you like abbreviations, it's SPFM. That is the process of progress. It's in that order, every time. Even if some of these things happen concurrently, SPFM will be the order in which they happen preferentially. Advanced trainees or pure mesomorphs will be a bit different, but for most of us, it's SPFM, yo. It's really that simple and easy to remember. Here's why all of this happens. Strength is the first thing to increase for a few reasons. Most of these have nothing to do with increasing actual strength, but rather your ability to access your strength. It's often said that strength is a skill. This means that when you're training with weights, you're not just increasing strength, you're also increasing your skill at lifting them. The more practice you get, the faster you'll increase your skill. This is known as motor learning. You're training your motor units, muscles, to perform the task. Furthermore, you're increasing neurological efficiency, or the ability of your nervous system to activate those motor units and allow them to perform the task. For beginners, this happens particularly quickly. As with anything else, the less skill you have, the easier it is to observe improvements. Of course, you will be getting stronger, but the rapid advancement increase in the weight you can lift has a lot to do with overall efficiency. I guess it would be more accurate to say weights increase instead of strength increases. After strength, we have performance. By this, I'm referring to qualities like your strength endurance, aerobic and anaerobic capacities, and some intangibles like coordination. This is easier to understand. The more exposure you have to stress, the more adapted your body becomes to that stress. Training with weights, or at a high level of intensity with any other medium, forces you to adapt to fatigue. Simply stated, you'll get better at training. This leads to increased fat loss. While you're probably going to lose a bit of fat pretty early on in the program, people tend to start making real strides about 2 to 3 weeks into a program. Once you're adapted to it, you're going to be able to perform it more intensely. Coupled with the heavier weights you'll be lifting, the caloric expenditure is going to be much greater on day 25 than it was on day 1. Finally, we have muscle gain. Hypertrophy is a much slower process than fat loss. It takes both specified training, higher local volume, and a dedicated nutritional program. I could write for ages on this, and I have, and will do more so, but because it's a more exacting process, it comes later on down the road. Oh, something else to consider. Even if you're training for a different goal, you're still going to see things happen in the sequence, no matter what. Of course, there will be some changes. For example, if you're eating for muscle gain, you might not experience much fat loss, but you'll hit strength and performance before the muscle starts to come. The lesson here is to be a bit patient, and while patience can be hard, I find that understanding the process helps with that. All of which is to say, don't be upset that you're only getting stronger but haven't lost as much weight as you like. Don't be upset that you're crushing the workouts and have more energy and feel great just because the scale says you only lost 5 pounds, which, by the way, is a lot. Don't be upset that you've gotten stronger, leaner, and more athletic but haven't added as much muscle size as you'd like. And most of all, don't be upset that everyone else is telling you how awesome you look and you don't see it. All of these things will happen. They'll happen pretty soon, and you'll get the exact specific goal you want, but they'll happen in order. SPFM. Because abbreviations are awesome, or BAAA. So congrats on any and all progress you've made so far. Congrats on the progress you'll be making in the weeks to come. And congrats on looking so awesome today. That shirt really brings out your eyes, by the way. You just listened to the post titled, How Results Really Happen, in Order, by John Romanello of RomanFitnessSystems.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And if I may add, congrats if you're still sticking to your New Year's resolution. From the data that we've seen, it appears that most people, after the first couple of weeks of trying to change their habit, have dropped out. I think the statistic is about 25% of folks have stopped doing their new behavior within 2 weeks of trying it out. And since we're about 3 weeks into the new year, again, congrats if you're one of those who's still sticking to it. And as John mentioned in his post, it may be because you have a little bit more patience with yourselves, or maybe it's because you've set realistic goals. Whatever it is, give yourself a pat on the back. And the one other thing I'll mention is, if you've been doing a program for, let's say, 6 months, maybe a year, and you haven't still gotten the results that you were hoping for, definitely have a personal trainer, someone who's certified, talk to you about it to make sure that, again, the mirror isn't misleading you. But also explore the idea that maybe it is time that you switch things up a little bit. Maybe you change your routine in some way. It doesn't have to be drastic, but maybe you swap out an exercise here or there, or increase or decrease the intensity. So yes, things will happen in order, but just be sure that you're also paying attention to mixing things up, because the body does like variety. Now really quickly, once again, before I go, if you're interested in taking a year-long course with some of the authors we narrate, they'll be covering a bunch of different topics related to simple living, including travel, eating, cooking, gratitude, relationships, and more. They're going to have live talks with recordings, optional homework, new content, an optional private Facebook group, and lots more. So if you want to learn more about this, come to oldpodcast.com/learn. Registration will be closing soon, so definitely come check it out sooner rather than later. Again, go to oldpodcast.com/learn. All right, that's enough out of me. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening every day. Hope you're having a wonderful early start to your week. I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.